And we're here, we're live. We were actually supposed to be here live yesterday with this. Things were divinely orchestrated to shift this over today. Normally, Pamela's going to be heard on Saturdays at this time, 10 a.m. Pacific time. And what am I talking about? A new family of members, a new soul family. So we are going to talk to Pamela Giselle. And she is a spiritual counselor, reader, healer who uses gifts of clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience, empathic abilities, energetic power, inspiration, and life experiences to assist, support, guide, and direct you towards living your joy. That's the short version. We're going into the long version now. Let me see if I've got her on. Pamela, are you there?
I am here.
Hello, Pamela. Thank you so much for being in the divine flow energies with us, and welcome to News for the Soul.
Thank you, thank you. It's so good to be here, and I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a beautiful divine reason, so be it, right?
It does indeed. And, yeah, it's actually the block issue that we're having on the electronics. It is to be rescheduled. Literally 30 seconds later, it resolved itself. So.
Oh, wow.
It was supposed to be Sunday for some interesting reason. Here we are. You see how it works. All right, so we have a special first question I always ask people. Traditional News for the Soul, the place that kind of brings us all together in a community of quest for, you know, raising awareness and consciousness and conscious living and whatever else we're doing here, a lot of things. And that's kind of going over our own experiences, of direct experiences, where we had our first knowing, sometimes shocking knowing, that we were more than 3D physical in this plane of existence. And we've had the most amazing stories over the years. I've had absolutely, literally bizarre experiences myself, which is why we ask these questions. It brings us together as a community. So what's a story you'd like to share with us?
Well, I have quite a story, actually, as I'm sure, as you mentioned, that everybody did. But my story, so it stems from an experience that I had where I heard and saw a guardian angel, and I later found out that it was Archangel Michael, and I'll get into that in a minute. But leading up to this experience, I was in a place of fear. My marriage was crumbling, and I was just in a state of unknowing of what my future was going to bring, and I was very afraid. And I know that there were a lot of people who experienced this, you know, when something that they thought would be there forever, that they could rely on and count on, was beginning to show that it wasn't going to be. And so I was in this place, and I began to pray, and I always had some faith. I was brought up Catholic, although I wasn't really practicing. But my mother, who was, by the way, highly intuitive herself, believed in angels, and so I kind of took that on, and I would pray a lot. And during that time especially, I was praying every day, and, you know, please keep my children and I safe from all types of harm. You know, what do I do? Show me the way, and that kind of thing. And so one evening, late one evening, it was like in the middle of the night, actually, I woke up from sound sleep with hearing this voice saying, "Watch out." And I woke up, I sat up, checked on my children, they were fine, came back to bed, and I thought, maybe I just dreamt it. This must not have been, you know, anything that really happened, because I couldn't find anywhere that was saying that, anyone that was saying that. So I went back to bed, laid down, and before I fell back to sleep, I heard it again. Watch out. And this time I sat up. I mean, I couldn't deny that this was going on. And I saw a blue light in the corner of my bedroom. And I was fascinated by this light and fascinated that I had heard this voice, although at the same time I was very fearful. Grabbed my phone. I dialed 911, but I didn't hit, you know, the send button yet because I thought this must be crazy. You know, what am I going to say that I heard a voice in the night? And as I sat there wondering what I should do, I could hear somebody trying to break in into my house. I could hear something going on, and as I had said, I had already checked. My children were fine, so this was definitely something happening. So then I hit the send button and mentioned that I think somebody was trying to break in, and they came, and sure enough, they were, and they got the person, and we were safe, and everything was fine. And so that was my moment when I had this, you know, divine, I guess, intercession, if you will, that really came in on my life. So after that, I was obsessed. I was obsessed with finding out more about angels, obsessed with, you know, what had happened. I needed to know more, what was going on here with my life. Although at the same time, I was feeling safer than I had ever felt, you know, during that time of great fear when I was, you know, not sure what was happening in my life. And so anyway, I started to study things. I started to study about angels and about Archangel Michael, and a close friend of mine at work who I could share this experience with, and she wouldn't have thought I was crazy, was actually really receptive to it. She said, oh, I know this woman, and she teaches about angels, and so I went to see the woman. And anyway, it just led to this deep exploration. And all of a sudden, I found myself, as you had mentioned earlier, about finding yourself in your tribe with all the people who had these experiences, and I had found these people. And I began to take classes and take some courses and learn Reiki and even a little bit of shamanism. And I was participating in this weekly group of, it was like a healing group that we were doing, and it was all amazing and wonderful, and it was changing me, but not really. It was almost like an awakening. It was like a coming home for me. It was like I found that, oh, this feels so right, and this feels so good and so real, and I just felt authentic in it. But it didn't end there. So, you know, I found myself really wanting to get more into the healing arts, and not knowing how I would do that on a personal, you know, on a professional basis. And I had been, you know, with this company. I was working in corporate travel for about 18 years. And I needed this job because I was at the time single mom of three. And, you know, it just didn't make sense for me financially to change careers or do anything like that. But I would sit and I would wonder what it would be like and kind of wish and hope and think about how peaceful it would be, you know, how serene it would be to be working in a healing environment and just with all the wonderful music. And the candles, and, you know, you get the vibe. And and then the day came when I got laid off. And, you know, obviously a light bulb went off in my head going, this is perfect because now I can collect unemployment and go back to school. And in my mind, I thought massage therapy would be perfect because I could learn a little bit more about the body, and that would be a great opening for me to blend in the Reiki that I had learned, and even a little bit of the shamanism if people were interested. So I could bring the energy healing into massage. So I had this whole plan. And so I got laid off. I went back to massage therapy school, and it was wonderful. I made incredible new friends. I was loving the experience. I was loving what I was learning because, as I mentioned before, the healing arc is so, I've just been so drawn to that. And finding out that I could actually use not only energy work with it, but my intuition with it was kind of starting to come about in my practice with massage therapy. So I thought this was it. You know, I was living the life. I was incredibly happy. I never knew that I could find such joy in my life, you know, other than with my children, which have always been incredibly, you know, a joyful experience mothering them. But this was just totally new, and it opened up my world and opened up my eyes, and I just felt like I could do anything. And I remember thinking at the time, this is how I want to help other people in some way. I want them to know that, you know, when everything looks bad, when everything looks terrible, and it's as if you might not make it out, if you can sort of surrender and find a way to have faith and trust the process, you might find that this is exactly what you need. Might not be what you asked for, but it's exactly what you need for your life. So I remember making a note of that someday I was going to help people with that. And yeah, and the whole, everything that flowed for me, it was like it fell so easily into my lap, and I could tell that it was divine. You know, it was the plan for me. There was no struggle in any of it. It all just came together very easily and perfectly. And then it even led me to the love of my life, which I had no idea that would be in the picture, but it was. I met him.
You're going to tell us that story.
Yeah, it was great. It was incredible. So because of massage therapy, I met him. And now we live a wonderful life together, and we actually celebrate our anniversary on Thursday. So, yeah.
Which anniversary?
This is our fourth-year wedding anniversary. We've been together for over 10 years, but, yeah, we decided to make it sort of official. And so 4 years ago, we got married, and, yeah. So.
That's lovely. How did you actually meet? You said in general, but specifically.
As I mentioned, I had belonged to this healing group, and we met once a week in this center. The woman who was my Reiki master teacher owned this healing center, and they had different treatment rooms. And she was letting me use her treatment rooms to practice, because any massage therapy student remembers that you need to accumulate so many hours worth of practice in order to get your certification and your licensing. So she was letting me do this for free, which was wonderful and amazing. And in this healing group one night, somebody had overheard me talking about it, and she came up to me, and I didn't know this woman, and she said, introduced herself and said, you know, my husband could really use some work. And I said, well, sure, I'd love to practice on him. And he happened to be there that night, so then he came over and we talked and we set it up, and he was a wonderful man. And so he came in, and he was really interested in the energy healing part of it as well, and even in my intuition. He had apparently had heard about my experience with the angels and that kind of thing. So he loved it as I worked on him, and I shared what I knew, and I shared the energy work, and he thought it was amazing. It was something that he had never experienced, and he kept wanting to come back, and then he was telling his friends about this, and, you know, especially the fact that I was practicing, you know, that I needed this practice. People were willing to come for me to practice on them, and so they did. And then I remember one day, as I was working on this man, and his name was David, by the way, and who has unfortunately since passed, but I always know he's with us in spirit. But I remember one day him saying, "Oh, I'm sending you another friend. I told him about you, and he's actually my neighbor." And when he mentioned his name, I got a very funny vibe. I didn't judge it as being good or bad, but I noticed it. It was a distinct vibe. And I thought, well, we'll find out what this is, you know, when the time comes. So the day came when I was going to meet his friend, and I met him at the door of the treatment place of the healing facility. And when I opened the door to greet him and I saw him standing there, my mind, I swore he could hear it because it was so loud, went, "Oh my God, it's you." And I knew him. It was this incredible sense of reunion. And happiness and joy of this reunion. And I could tell he was feeling, you know, something too, but being a massage student, I wanted to be very careful. I didn't want to come on anyway. I was trying to be ultra professional. You know, I had studied, and we were taught specific you know, rules and regulations, and so I was honoring those. But the whole time that I was practicing on him, we just talked and talked and talked, and I just remember thinking, I don't want him to ever leave. I want to keep doing this. And anyway, I remember the next day going back into class and going up to my instructor and sharing with her what was going on, and I was scared, and I didn't know, you know, what to think of this, but I knew that this was something incredibly special. And I thought she was going to reprimand me. And instead she laughed and she smiled at me and she said, "Don't worry about it, it's going to be okay." And I thought, well, that was awfully casual. And but she was right. It did turn out to be okay. And, you know, he contacted me, and he was, you know, careful and using his words, but it was kind of, you know, would you like to get together sometime? And I was just like, yes, how about tonight?
Yeah.
I didn't want to waste any time. I had waited a long time to see him. Yeah, and that was it. And we were together from that moment forward. Yeah.
Oh, that was a good story. I love that.
Yeah.
You know, it gives people hope that a lot of people out there are still going, "Oh, my soulmate, where the hell are they?" So we like to hear those stories.
Oh, you know, oh. I have I have a lot of experience with soulmate relationships. And I mean, before him, you know, I had my share, and I learned so much from it, and I grew so much from it. I'm very thankful for those relationships, but they were difficult. They weren't what, everybody makes them out to be, or not everybody, but you know, what the songs make it out to be, and what the greeting cards and that kind of thing. It's like, oh, this beautiful, incredible romance, but it's not always that easy. Soulmates are there to really help us grow and shift in ways that, you know, we normally wouldn't have chosen on our own. So, you know, when he came along, you know, I had always hoped that for that soulmate relationship, that would be easier. That would be, you know, we could be together for the long term and understand and grow, and we would both be on that same level and agreement in doing that, that growth and that healing that needs to happen when soulmates come together. But I wasn't sure, you know, I really wasn't sure that was out there, that was there for me, and at least in this lifetime, but it was. So yeah, I'm here to give hope for people. And I, you know, I have clients who truly need that. You know, they are in the midst of a soulmate relationship, but it's not easy. It's actually kind of painful for them right now, and so I help them, you know, get through that and know that it can come out okay, and that there is another one out there for them, that it isn't painful. In fact, it's joyful and loving. So
you find that that's a trend, since we're on the topic, people being alone for significant periods of time.
I don't come across that too often, actually in my line of work, with the people that I work with or the people in my sphere and, you know, general area. They have people, it's just that it hasn't worked out, or, you know, it's unrequited love, maybe, or something to that effect. So it might seem like they're alone, but they're not really alone. So I don't have that. I know that it exists. I've heard of that, that people, you know, do tend to be out of a relationship for a long time. And I that might be by choice. You know, maybe they want somebody, but I wonder if they really do want somebody. You know, maybe their priorities and their desires are a little bit different, and that's totally fine. Everyone has, you know, needs to follow their heart, whatever that might be.
Right, right. Getting out of the whole societal programming and all of that level as well.
Yeah.
So where did all of this lead to you, for you next?
So it led me to doing healing work. The massage part of it began to fade away as more of the energy healing work of it forward. And again, the intuitive part was there as well. And so, you know, I put it out there. I had my website and built for the first time, and you know, I started doing the work that I love to do. And one of my clients many years ago, I was doing a distant session with her, a distant healing session, which was also bringing up a lot of intuitive guidance and maybe understanding and such regarding her healing needs. Now, during that session, I found that there was a lot more information coming to me than I had ever had before in a session. So I started writing everything down during the session, and we weren't doing it over the phone, by the way. It's just a blind distance session, and then I would email her the information. But during the session, I was writing down all this information, and what was coming up was bits and pieces of how I could see areas in her body, specific organs in her body, that were holding stories, if you will, old stories, stories about that, you know, that were keeping her from being healed and that kind of thing. And so I took this information and I shared it with her, and she not only had experienced an incredible healing the time I was working on her in the distant energy work, but what came with it was even more healing for her. So I started meditating on it and putting certain things together and kind of making it structured so it was something that I could follow and use next time I would do these distant sessions. And so I did, and it began to be the way that I was going to work on people. And they were loving it. So I gave it a name just to, you know, because it was too long to try to say, well, let's see. This is what I do and da-da-da-da-da. I figured just give it a name and then explain it and give them the healing and it will be a lot easier for them to absorb. So I titled it REAP, R-E-A-P, and it was an acronym that stood for Remote Energetic Alignment Process. And
what's that?
Energetic Alignment Process, or REAP healing. And after using it for a few years, I had received or self-guided, I should say, to pass it on to other people, that this would be something that other people would, other healers rather, would like to use for themselves or for, you know, their family and loved ones or in their practice. So because I had that connection to massage therapy, I also was a believer in tying in some sort of accreditation for the healing method. I mean, there are a lot of healing methods out there, and I'm sure that they're all really great. But I wanted something to sort of back it up for me. And so I contacted the National Certification Board of Therapeutic Massage and Bodywork, since, I had received my certification from massage through them. I contacted them to see, you know, if they would accredit this method, the REAP healing method. And they did. They loved it. And so I got it accredited, and I knew that this would be a way for me to share more easily with, or at least get the word out to other massage therapy practitioners or other bodywork practitioners, at least here in the U.S. And then they could receive continuing education credits for it too. So it was born. And now, even though I still use it, on my clients, I use that and a combination of other work. I've gotten a little deeper into shamanic healing work. My primary role with it is to train others and certify them in using the reiki healing method. So that was born.
Very exciting. Wow.
Yeah. So here I am balancing, my one-on-one work with Passage to Inner Joy, and helping people on an individual basis, helping them. And I consider myself more of a coach or a mentor, with them, because they come to me, we know what the issue is, and I want to help them work through the issue. And I guess I call myself a psycho-spiritual counselor and mentor in that. But I also combine the healing work in that, because I know that energetically we have blocks and we need to help shift those along with the guidance and the advice that is being shared. So I have that with Passage to Inner Joy, and then I have the reiki healing method, which is its own entity right now, but I am the soul trainer for that. So that's where it led me.
Wow. So what kinds of things do people come to get help with?
I really have a variety of issues that they come to me with. One of the big ones is relationships. And as I mentioned before, the soulmate relationships, a lot of people come to me for. I had written it's a free that I have on my website, just kind of given the basics of soulmate relationships, what they really are, why we have them and such. So a lot of people find me through that and contact me for that. But I help people who are dealing with depression. I help people who are dealing with anxiety, in their life and fears and wanting to move forward and not knowing how to do that. And overcoming, their difficulties or their obstacles, whatever that they may be. So it's a variety of different things, that they come to me for.
My line went a little funny there. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you okay.
Oh, yay. Okay. at this point, I thought, I just, as you know, I don't plan the first shows. We just go with the divine flow of things, in the extreme, in our case. And I'd like to suggest, you want to do like a demo session or reading on me or something and kind of literally on the fly demo your work?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So,
All right.
So when I connect with your energy, where I am drawn to is your head, the top of your head. And so when I'm drawn to a certain area, it means for me that this is an area that needs some rebalancing. And some cleansing. So when I get that, I will kind of go into that spot. I call it activating it. There are many different words. And this is just a word that I use to help people understand when we're doing when I'm training them in the retailing method. So I help them understand that this is an area that we need to go into further. And as I'm doing that with you, so what I'm picking up on is that there's like a duality of a belief. So we have on one hand, something is good, and on the other hand, something is bad. And so when I pick that up, it means we need to look at that and go into a place of non-duality, or of looking at something. Okay, so this is something that you're thinking might be bad, but can actually really be good. It's kind of getting to a place of non-judgment about it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do So what I do when I connect with you and I'm working in this area, I'm helping you also. I'm not the only one doing this work, okay? You're doing it as well, because your attention is there. So we're going to work on shifting this into a non-judgment or a non-duality, so it can become truth for you, is what I pick up on. Okay, so I've already felt a shift happen where you've let go of the judgment that you have, okay, so now can you feel your heart opening a little bit, because now I'm picking up on your heart opening to this, so this is good. Things are happening. I can feel the energy, not just the energy shifting, but this is where you're coming into an alignment with the truth.
I was just going to say, I felt the breath and an alignment. I've been moving in the office. We've been dealing with a lot of different energies, and in the month prior, preparing, so I've been aware. Seeing myself get caught up in this, what kind of person is that? Jeez, dealing with a lot of different energy, right? So I can validate that, and I'm aware of what you're speaking of, and I have a challenge energetically not getting caught up, an impact without a shield bubble, basically. Imagine that, throw me in the mix and see if I make it to the other side. So that's kind of what I've been feeling like lately, right?
Right.
And I know it's just there to clear and strengthen. I know that.
Right.
Not easy.
You know what? I've come to find that in situations like that, it doesn't feel like it's easy, but it sometimes just requires a shift in perception and in looking at it. Or at least being willing to see it differently, just differently. And when we do that, when we're willing to see something differently, the universe or the divine comes in and can show us what that is. Can come in for us and help to get that aligned. And that's, at the top of your head, which is, that's actually an area where your crown chakra is, but in the retailing method, this is the upper cortex of the brain. We work more deeply in the body than we do in the chakras, even though they kind of overlap a little bit. But that's where your connection is, right? To something higher, to your higher power, to the divine. So that's where it's trying to come through and help you with that duality and just letting go, and in terms of how you're seeing it and being willing to see it differently, it can just set you straight. It can set you right.
I can see that. I can feel that.
Yeah, I can feel it too, and I can feel it in your heart. And when I get that in your heart, after I've worked in another area, then I know that's kind of like the confirmation of, okay, we're good. We're good.
So intuitively as you work, so you're tuning into the energy and where does your work go beyond sort of, okay, tune into where the energy needs attention right now in me, what would happen next in the session? Like, do you scan through the whole body or do you just focus on one thing? Or?
Yeah, no, usually there's more than one thing. I would end up doing going through the whole body in a session and, you know, maybe not every single part of the body, but usually there's more than one in a repealing session. And then, you know, when you end the session, you end it by grounding, by, you know, sort of getting grounded and getting anchored and, you know, feeling your feet on the floor and that kind of thing. So, you know, and that's in the repealing session. In a shamanic healing session, it's a little bit different. I would still be drawn to a certain place in the body, but I would use a majority of different tools, maybe, such as rattles or feathers. And I've also would journey into, I guess, to the divine or to my spirit teacher. My angels, Archangel Michael, is big, and I've mentioned that earlier about he was the first one who appeared to me. But I would go to journey and be with them. So while I would be working on you in the session, I would be in my mind or in sort of leaving this reality in my mind, go to the reality where they are present. And they would show me what it was I needed to do for you and bring that back, that information back, and also any information on what I needed to do for you in order to bring in healing. And so I would do that. And I would then come back, and this takes maybe a span of 5 minutes. It's really kind of crazy how short it is, and yet you have this whole story. And then I would, you know, tell my client or tell you and do what I was guided to do. And then, and that might be holding my hands over you. It might be singing you a song that really doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it might be a healing song that they gave me. I might need to gather, I might have been given some energy of maybe a part of your soul that had been cast off, and I retrieved it, that energy of it, and bring that back, and then blow that into you or into your heart or where I was guided to do to help you to feel more whole and bring that back. So there are different ways. Yeah, it's very interesting, but what's most interesting is how well it works with the repealing method. Because with the repealing method, so say for instance, I was doing a soul retrieval for your healing. The repealing method with the information that I had been given, there's a center for where we hold soul agreements and you know, in essence our soul in our body, and it's our diaphragm. Right there, right on the above our stomach and below our heart. Some people have called it, I think, the lower heart chakra. But anyway, it's our diaphragm. It's right in there that we hold agreements, contracts of the soul, you know, in where we might want to help do a retrieval. So the energy of that, I would be working in that area to bring in the energy of that. And if I'm guided to, then I will just stay there with my hands over it, or I will, if we're doing it at a distance, healing, then I'll just focus on that area, you know, activate that area. Or if I'm guided to retrieve your soul, I might blow the energy into that area and into your heart or something to that effect. But it's all very much tied in together. Yeah, it's been crazy.
I love the shamanic stuff. We'll talk more about that and experience that in the future. Shows would be awesome. I just have a quick question though. How on earth is it that we can, how did you describe it? Lose like a shard or a piece of your soul?
Yeah, that's weird that you said a shard. I didn't say that, but, it's funny that you say that, because when I do a soul retrieval, so I journey into another dimension, and my spirit guides will take me to a place where there are shards of mirrors, broken mirrors. And I'll go there, and the one that needs to come forward, that broken piece, you know, and I'll usually see that person's face on it, or it will light up, you know, or something will happen that will make it stand out. And that's the retrieval that I get. That's the energy of that.
Wow.
Is the energy that needs to come back. So it's really interesting that you said shard. I don't think I've ever told anyone that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm tuning in.
Yeah, you are. You're with me.
Wow. Cool. That's a cool moment. Oh my God. I'll just tell you where we're at. There's no one right behind us. About the next 10 minutes, usually what we do at the final chunk of the show is something like tradition here, and it's the so-called shameless self-promotion, where we're coming from a place of knowing that there's many out there that need to know about what you do and what you have. So from that place of high service, informing and letting people know what is available and how they go about connecting with you about it. So you've got a good 10 minutes of just covering anything that's going on right now, services in general, how they work, and whatever you'd like to share.
Yeah, thank you. One-on-one work I'm available for by phone, or, you know, if they're local in person, I'm based out of a place called Dragonfly Wellness Center in Devon, Massachusetts. But I do a lot of work on the phone or via Skype as well. If they're looking for any kind of guidance or healing work, wanting to work through a specific issue and such, to contact me through passagetoinnerjoy.com. They can, there's a contact page there. And please to feel free to look at the site. I'm actually in the process of updating that website, so it will be different in a few days. But for now, the information should still be there. And they can also contact me at Pamela@passagetoinnerjoy.com by email. Or they can call me at 978-877-8651. And I have to share something about that number. I called that number from another phone to check my voicemails, because I had that my business line in another place. And when I went back to my phone the next day to look at my calls, I realized that, and I don't know if this happens on all phones, but this was on my iPhone, the number, my business number underneath it said, maybe the universe. I thought, oh my gosh, is that right? Is that coming up for people?
Wow. I've never seen that.
I know. Anyway, that's wow. How they can contact me, and I would love to be of service any way that I can. To my goal is to help bring people back into a place of joy, you know, and love, and helping them reach their goals, and of course that being the biggest one of all, right? And the other thing I would like to pass on is that with the reach healing method, which there's a ton of information about it on the website, www.reaphealing.com, that's R-E-A-P healing.com. Please, you know, take a look at it. You can take a look at all the practitioners that have been certified. And if you're interested in becoming a certified practitioner yourself, or even if you just want to learn it to use on yourself or on your family and friends, I do have a certification training course coming up October 3rd. It's coming up close. I have a few spots left. I do keep my classes limited to 10 because I like to give individualized attention to everybody. There are always questions, and I just want to make sure that I'm available for that, for them anytime, you know, as much as they might need. So they can go there for any information or contact me. And you can contact me at the same phone number, 978-877-8651, or my email, info@reaphealing.com. That's the Reap Healing email contact. And
beautiful. You know, there's one question I didn't ask, and there's almost a divine guidance. The reason why, because I can ask it now, it's the perfect thing to end out on, and then we'll mention your contact info at the end again, which is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com as well. But Pamela, if anyone has a story, I'm sure, positive, you have one, where, you know, you had a session with a client and just something life-altering came out as a result of that work. Would you like to share one of your favorite stories?
I would, and I do have many. I'm trying to see which one I will share. I'll share the one that comes to mind right now. I had a client who was having great difficulties in releasing an ex partner or soulmate, if you will, in kind of getting disentangled from that type of relationship. And I worked with her on a regular basis to help her understand, you know, the lessons that the relationship was providing so that she could move on. And we did some energy work. And, within I would say a month of completing that, she also met the love of her life. So she's now very happy and free of that, which kind of mirrors my own life too. So, I think that would be the one to share.
Wow, I love that. Geez, maybe I'm going to have to talk to you at some point. I'm one of those by choice people, 19 years in counting on my own, but predominantly by choice. So that's another life sentence.
Yeah.
Maybe you and I will have a chat in future shows.
Yeah, we should anytime, Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Geez, maybe we should do that the next show. That would be fun. We've got everyone on the edge of the seat. We'll see. We don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Well, it's been a great pleasure to get to know you. It's wonderful to have you in the News for the Soul radio family, Pamela, and we wish nothing but the best, and look forward to our next time together, which will be on a Saturday, God willing. But in the meantime, let's give out your contact info one more time.
Okay, so by email, which is Pamela@passagetoinnerjoy.com, or if you're interested in the Reef Healing Method, it would be info@reefhealing.com. And or you could call me at 978-877-8651 for either request, either one-on-one work or training work with the Reef Healing Method.
Ta-da! And Pamela is always up at newsforthesoul.com, and it's been really great today. Thank you so much. And again, welcome to the News for the Soul family.
Thank you so much. It's an honor and a blessing. I appreciate it, truly.
Yay! I look forward to our next time. Enjoy the ride in the meantime.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Bye for now. Pamela's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
You're now tuned in to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. To have all that going on because he's here, he's back, and we're excited about that. Dr. Bruce Lipton, who you recall obviously from the What the Bleep movie and our earlier interview, which took News for the Soul audience by storm. Lots of rave reviews on that one. Dr. Bruce Lipton.